Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Sam Miller. It's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a very special guest in the house.
We do. He's going to be lucky to be getting some delicious burgers or steaks this morning. Mm-hmm. He is Sam Miller.
Hello.
Look, a guy with a hearty appetite, I'm guessing.
Hello. I eat a lot of food.
Hi, Sam.
Yeah, he looks already.
He's got a football build, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tall. I'm not trying to say anything disparaging. I mean, he looks like...
I'm huge.
how tall are you, Sam?
I'm 6'6", 360 pounds.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Big dude. Big dude. Yeah.
That's
big
like
dude.
A defensive end at Alabama.
Yeah.
That's like three of me.
Yeah. Not into college. But I'd go.
Sure. So. Well, it's good seeing you.
Sam, how old are you?
I am 40.
40, okay, yeah. That, did you just recently turn 40? Or because it took
No,
you a
I turned 40 in December. They just kind of, these years have really like come at me fast.
I don't know anything about you. I've talked to you for like 30 seconds. Married, single?
I'm totally married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's intense.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. I met my wife. It's funny. I actually met my wife when I was homeless. I was 4 months sober and still homeless when I met her. But oh. I didn't tell her that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a deal break.
So obviously, your place or mine didn't come up.
You know, she was like, can we go back to your place? And I was like, me and my roommates, we're not getting along right now. My roommates were seagulls.
They are hard to get along with.
Oh, yeah. Talking, taking my food.
Yeah. I mean, technically, if you were like in a car and she said, can we go back to your place? You said, stop the car. We're here.
Yeah.
It's pretty much anywhere you
where
are.
Where were you living? Like, on were you?
I lived in a lot of places. I lived in abandoned houses. I lived on a porch couch for a long time.
Okay.
I've lived in tents.
Did the people know that you were on their porch couch?
Yeah. My friend Mark. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Didn't invite you inside?
You didn't want me inside. I wasn't really an inside kind of guy. Like, not at night.
Like people have outdoor cats and indoor cats.
An outdoor roommate?
He's an outdoor Sam.
Now, was this in a temperate climate? Where were you?
No, I was in Washington State. The summer, it's nice, though.
Sure, but I mean in the winter.
In the winter, it got kind of hairy, but I would hide at my mom's house. My mom said I could stay at her house if I was sober.
Okay.
Like she had good boundaries, but I wasn't going to be sober.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'd rather be chilly than sober.
But you're sober now.
Yeah. You know what? Next, actually, in 5 days, I'll have 15 years sober.
Oh, June 10th. Yeah,
that's wait. Great. June 10th. What day is it?
June 9th.
Oh, it's tomorrow. I'll 15 years sober.
All right.
I like a guy that doesn't know how old he is and doesn't know what day
well,
is.
Well, he's out of brain cells and such. Yeah.
Sobriety doesn't bring back the ones that you lost. No. Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah, I take recovery really seriously, and I'm grateful. A lot of my fans that I've met are sober people. The best messages I get are other people that are like, hey, I quit doing meth, and I really like your jokes, and I love that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you're married now and housed, I assume?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we bought. Right. I'm a homeowner.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
So your wife works?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the keeping the dream alive.
You're home full now.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually president of my HOA.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like it. I thought it'd be funny because I could like write jokes about it, but it was just really dumb.
Tom loves HOAs.
Yeah, usually it's some retired guy that had a crappy job that never got to boss anybody around, and now he can come over and tell people who work hard and have a lot more money than he does what to do with their front lawn.
Yeah, it is. He's dead on. Did you handle money, or were you also the treasurer of the...
No. I think it was mostly a ceremonial position.
You're a figurehead?
Well, it was weird because they'd be like, oh, so-and-so's, their grass is too long. And I'm like, it was like, I just want to have like cars in my yard. Like I grew up in Spanaway, Washington, and like, you know, yard couches, tarps. But they were like, oh, his lawn. I'm like, it's fine.
He's only got two washers out there. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
We're speaking with comedian Sam Miller. Sam Miller is out there on the road, and you can find him at sammillercomedy.com. Some great clips of you online. Some really funny stuff. But you are a very big guy. Would you say 6'6"?
6'6", 360, yeah.
Oh, and sober for 15 years?
15 years.
Do you mind if I ask what your drink of choice was back in the day?
Meth.
Yeah. That's a pretty good drink.
I didn't know that it was now available as a liquid.
You can put it in anything.
I started with weed because I heard it was a gateway drug.
And, you wanted to work your way up.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, weed, psychedelics, alcohol, cocaine, methamphetamine. And then, and it got really bad, but also it was really awesome sometimes. I don't know. Like,
But you got your head clear and you're okay now.
For the most part, I mean, being a human being is like hard.
Oh, man.
Like, and I take recovery really seriously, and I'm lucky. I have a wonderful family, a wonderful community, and I get to do stand-up comedy for a living now, and that's amazing.
That's great. So you should be proud of yourself. We're proud of you, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself most of the time.
You should be.
Well, you picked the right day to come because we're going to have some snacks, if you will. Uh-huh. We got some burgers. We got some pork chops going. We're doing a special tribute today to Omaha Steaks. We'll get to that, but before
are you
that.
A father? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got two kids, man.
Oh, well, see, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, Buddy and Oliver. They're 12 aww. And 10. They got big heads. It's awesome.
Now, do you mean that they physically have big heads?
Yeah, big heads.
Sam is a very big guy. Looks like he could be a lineman in the NFL.
I'm huge.
Yeah, you're a big fella. 6'6", what'd you say, 340?
No, 360. It's actually 370. But I say 360. The treadmill, I've been doing cardio because I found out I have high cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
And the treadmill, it's like, how much do you weigh before I start running? And I have to lie and say 350 because that's the max weight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Otherwise, it won't start.
Nice. And we've learned a little bit about you. You have a couple of sons. I think you said they were 10 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
You are married.
Mm-hmm.
You are 15 years sober tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was did you get sober before you went to jail?
No.
Okay.
No, it's usually the other way around.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I went to jail and then I got sober. And actually, the last couple of years, I didn't go to jail at all. Yeah, it was a wild scene. Jail sucks. They won't even let you
really?
Leave. Yeah, they won't even let you leave.
Not even like on a long weekend? You can have a fun Labor Day?
Yeah, it was bad.
Did you have the tattoos before you went to jail?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People ask me this. Yeah, people ask me a lot of times, like, what it was like being, what it was like with the meth, and I always show people, can I show you my tattoo?
Yes, please. Yeah.
This is my.
Because I see him on your arms. He's picking up your belly.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. And it says,
let's dance.
Let's dance.
On your belly.
Yeah. Are you a Bowie fan? Or?
No.
No, a meth fan. That's the tattoo you get.
Did you get that in prison or pre?
No. I got this from a guy in OMAC for a bag of dope.
I'm
confused.
Yeah. I always tell folks, like, if you want to know if you have a problem with drugs or alcohol, just read your belly tattoo.
It should let you know.
Yeah, and I don't even like to dance. Like, I was on one.
Was that your idea to put it there?
Yeah.
And did you write the words, let's dance?
It was just, no, he wrote him, the tattoo guy.
But I mean, did he suggest that you get a let's dance tattoo?
No, it was
that
my
was your idea. Okay.
Yeah. You get inspired.
Sure.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
And by the way, I did just buy the official Sam Miller t-shirt, and it says let's dance right on the belly there. Yeah. It's the coolest, most unique merch I've seen from a comic in years.
I try to get my shirts. I also have these ones that say Sam Miller's seagull eggs on it. Because there's this thing that happened when I got sober. People would come up to me and be like, hey, I'm scared to ask you this, but is it true? Like, somebody told me that you were eating seagull eggs. And I had to tell people, no, that's a rumor. I was never eating seagull eggs. And if you want to, that's what it's like when you get sober after being really high for a very long time, is that there was a rumor going around that I was eating seagull eggs, which really hurt.
Yeah. Well, you had no way to fry them up anyway.
No.
Yeah, you would have had to rock them.
Yeah. Well, and we've established the fact that you were couch surfing for a while.
Yeah.
One of the couches outdoors.
Mm-hmm. On a porch. Yeah. People would ask me if I had a house yet, and I'd go, almost. 20 feet.
You're one of those outdoor friends that we've all had.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. I fell out of a tree one time.
How'd that happen, Sam?
I was at this house party, and I was drunk, and this girl showed up, and I owed her money.
Yeah?
And I knew she couldn't get up this tree, so I climbed up this tree. I brought some beer up the tree.
Yeah.
And it's weird. I like this story because I woke up in the hospital, because I think there's a good story about addiction and alcoholism, and that those who suffer from it is I woke up in the hospital. I don't remember what happened.
Okay.
And the doctor was like, Sam, I think we got to talk about this. I think it's time to make a change. And I was like, you're right. And I was like, I got to stop climbing trees.
That's the first of 12 steps.
Yeah. I had a tree problem.
I'm guessing the problem was gravity.
Yeah. It was bad. It was
Tom,
bad.
Have you seen one of his arm tattoos is a fish? What kind of fish is that?
It's a burbot.
Oh, a burbot.
Yeah. What's and then I got a flower.
Wait a minute. Wait, hang on. Slow down.
What's a burbot?
What's a burbot?
It's like a freshwater ling cod.
Now, I had heard that you were eating burbot eggs. Is that true?
I don't know.
That's caviar in his world.
I don't live in a world of absolutes.
Sam Miller is our guest. Sam,
things happen.
Can I see your right arm? Can you hold
yeah,
it?
What's, yeah.
What, it's a that would be machine a, gun or something?
Yeah, that would be an AK-47. Because I wanted to be a tough guy.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got sober, one of the jobs, so I had all these different jobs after I got sober in 2008. And one of them is I was an assistant. I worked at a preschool. I was like a preschool teacher.
Really?
And an assistant preschool teacher. And I had to wear a sock on my arm to cover up the gun tattoo because it would make parents uncomfortable and children curious. it's a thing, like, I love my life today. I'm a really good person. And even back then when I was getting high, I was still a good person. I was really sick, you know.
Yeah. And you made bad choices.
I made really bad choices. Yeah. But some of that stuff too, like I think about it, my dad died when I was 12. Like things went really sideways for a really long time.
Mm.
And that's the thing is like, I always say, I'm glad that I could put this out there, is it, I didn't get high because I liked being high. I got high more because I hate the way I feel when I'm sober. Mm. I wasn't running towards something. I was running away from that feeling, you know.
You're feeling good?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm 51% good. Like, being a full-time stand-up comedian and a full-time dad and a full-time husband is a hard way to make a go of it in life. But things are looking up now. Look at me now. I'm on the Bob and Tom show.
So now you talked about meeting your wife, kind of. So you're on your first date,
yeah,
such as it is, and you couldn't do your place or mine because your place was the street. How did you actually physically encounter her for the first time?
She let me come over, which was cool.
But I mean, did you just meet her on the street?
No, I was bouncing at a bar, and she came in, and she was big, and she had tattoos, and that's what I'm into. I like big women, and I like big women with tattoos.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because big women have more room for tattoos.
The wider canvas.
It's just more canvas is all that is.
Think about it. That's what I'm talking about.
Do you have a favorite one of hers?
She has a tattoo of her breastfeeding when she got it after our son was born.
Is it on her arm? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not like a baby on her boob.
No, that'd be really hot.
That'd be really hot.
Yeah.
Wow. Right now, I thought we would let Sam enjoy a little bit of news with us and perhaps comment. What have you got, Christy Lee?
The Supreme Court has sided with Jack Daniels in its trademark dispute with the makers of the Bad Spaniels dog toy.
They have
a squeaky toy, which is shaped like a Jack Daniels bottle, is part of the VIP product Silly Squeakers line of chew toys. Lawyers for Jack Daniels argue the toy misleads customers. Profits from Jack Daniels' hard-earned goodwill and associates its whiskey with excrement. I don't get that jump, but
it's because of the you've seen this the toy. It says Jack Daniels says old number 7. The toy says old number 2.
Oh, right. Okay.
I mean, it's so silly.
The court did not decide whether the toy makers have violated trademark law, but instead sent the case back for further review. While Jack
this
Daniels...
This is on some technicality, so... It was a unanimous decision.
Oh, it says the old... It was?
Yeah, that's rare.
Yeah. It says the old number 2 on your Tennessee carpet. That's where it comes in. I should have read ahead.
It's a joke, for God's sake.
Now, unless Jack Daniels, I'm assuming, doesn't have their own chew toys for dogs. Mm-hmm. If they did, there might be an issue. But otherwise, they should have embraced this.
Yeah, they could have some fun.
Yeah.
The original bottle notes it's 40% alcohol by volume. The parody features a dog's face and says it's 43% poo by volume and 100% smelly.
Silly.
The packaging of the toy notes in small font. This product is not affiliated with Jack Daniels Distillery. The Silly Squeakers line includes Mountain Drool, which parodies Mountain Dew, and Hein Sniffen, which parodies Heineken beer.
Yeah, at least they aren't tying up the courts with frivolous stuff. They're doing the important matters at this.
What they should do, they should go with find a bourbon company that has a sense of humor, or a whiskey company, like do Maker's Bark.
Ooh,
or something,
that's good.
You know, finds. I would think this would be helpful to them. They should, like you say, embrace this.
Yeah.
Have a little fun.
Wild jerky.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Where does the dog come in?
Dogs love jerky.
Oh, so the wild jerky would be jerky for your dog.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. I didn't pick that up. Thank you. I get my dog those liver cubes.
Oh, I bet they'll love them.
Liver cubes.
Oh, they're delicious. I mean, they're...
Are you sampling the dog drinks
again? No, they're dry. They're the size of dice.
Oh, I have... Yeah.
These are bouillon cubes. You aren't supposed to eat those.
Because you can put them in a water bowl.
You can keep them in your pocket.
And they're freeze-dried. Are they freeze-dried? They're real light.
Yeah, they're great, yeah. But, they apparently have no sense of humor. I don't get it.
See, I give my dogs pieces of fried beef, not fried, dried beef lung, and it's terrifying.
They love that too, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
They go nuts for it.
Yeah. Where do you get dried beef lung?
I used to order it.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
For dogs.
When I had a dog for a little bit, and I would, she loved it.
Yeah.
So you'd go to the grocery store and the butcher and ask them to give you some
beef?
No,
if I remember, you know what? I did. I bought it at like one of those, it wasn't Whole Foods, but it was a type of grocery store like that. And they had their own. Yeah.
Huh.
But I also had ordered some.
So it was like Whole Foods, so it cost $400?
It was not cheap,
no.
But it was definitely beef lung. They went crazy.
I never heard of such a thing.
Or she did, rather. Sorry.
I'll have to try this. Yeah. Dried beef lung?
Yeah. I'll tell you what grocery store it is.
Did you blacken it just for...
I did, yep. Yeah, she liked the Cajun style.
Some of those dog treats do look really good sometimes. There's no way.
Have you ever eaten dog food?
No, I knew a guy who would do that.
I ate Alpo one time drunk. It was out of the can. It's actually, it's got gravy.
There's no way it's good, though.
No.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not anything I ever did again, but it's chunks of meat and gravy.
Do you know what kind of meat it was?
It's bad, dude.
Like, it's not.
I think it's just Salisbury steak that they couldn't sell in the entree.
We'll talk about that off the air.
Racehorse ass or something.
His name is, you shouldn't eat it out of a can. That's classless. Put it on a plate.
Plate it, yeah.
What Christy is implying that you were eating sea biscuits and gravy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.